Welcome to the Daily Lectio Divina podcast with sacredpilgrim.com. Today's reading is part of our series using selections from Listening to Your Life, Daily Meditations with Frederick Buechner, an American writer and theologian. Today we're reading a selection from Power of Words. Let's begin with a few slow, deep breaths to settle ourselves. We begin with mindful breathing to give our bodies and minds time to become quiet and still. It allows us to begin to be attentive to the movement of the Spirit in our time together today. As I read twice through, listen for a word or phrase that stands out to you and touches your heart. Use the silence that follows to take in that word or phrase. Turn it over in your mind. Ponder it. That, I suppose, is the final mystery, as well as the final power of words, that not even across great distances of time and space do they ever lose their capacity for becoming incarnate. A library is as holy a place as any temple is holy, because through the words which are treasured in it, the word itself becomes flesh again and again, and dwells among us and within us, full of grace and truth. That, I suppose, is the final mystery, as well as the final power of words, that not even across great distances of time and space do they ever lose their capacity for becoming incarnate. A library is as holy a place as any temple is holy, because through the words which are treasured in it, the word itself becomes flesh again and again, and dwells among us and within us, full of grace and truth. As I read again, hold the word or phrase in your mind and ask where God is using it to touch your life experience right now. Maybe the memory or feeling comes up for you around the word. What does God have to say to you about it? That, I suppose, is the final mystery, as well as the final power of words, that not even across great distances of time and space do they ever lose their capacity for becoming incarnate. A library is as holy a place as any temple is holy, because through the words which are treasured in it, the word itself becomes flesh again and again, and dwells among us and within us, full of grace and truth. in this last reading, consider what response God is inviting in you through the word or phrase. It may be an action, an inner decision or new awareness, or a spark of creative inspiration. Silently talk with God about that invitation. That, I suppose, is the final mystery, as well as the final power of words. That not even across great distances of time and space do they ever lose their capacity for becoming incarnate. A library is as holy a place as any temple is holy, because through the words which are treasured in it, the word itself becomes flesh again and again and dwells among us and within us, full of grace and truth. As we close this time of divine reading, spend some time resting quietly in God. You might feel inspired to use a few words, but know that in this time, words are not necessary. Contemplative prayer gives us space to just be present with God and allow God to be present with us. If you like, you can pause the recording here for the duration of your silent time before hearing the closing prayer, or you can use the prayer to lead you into your time of silent contemplation. I also invite you to visit the Sacred Pilgrim Facebook page and share your word or phrase and what came up for you today. God, we thank you for being present with us today. As we go about our day today, may we remain mindful of and attentive to your living, active presence dwelling deeply within us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.